Hey, what's up? I hope you're staying safe during COVID. We're trying to figure out what to number this episode because I had a little backlog. So this is episode 534. And if you're looking to start a podcast, Lipson is a great, great podcast host. You can use the promo code TSR for that. And let's start the show. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Show Radio. This episode, I don't know what episode this is. I'm not going to number it yet. I'll probably number it later. I am your host, Andrew.
Hey, guys, I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. The show is on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the places that you find podcasts. You can find those things there. And also, especially during this time, during this COVID, during this pandemic time, if you're getting ready to start a podcast, you can use our promo code TSR with Lipson Hosting. You'll get 1 month free. That's code TSR. Daniela, what is up?
It's weird. It's weird that you start that off saying it's been this weird time. I actually read this article. I had to link it to you too. That's saying that feeling, that weird feeling that you're having during COVID and what we're experiencing pretty much globally is grief. It was a very interesting article to be reading, and I can understand a lot of it. And it's still a weird thing to associate that feeling, that displacement, I guess you can say, that we have as grief. Because really, what we're all universally kind of going through is that it's like when you lose something, when you lose somebody, that sadness that you feel, that uncomfortable feeling, is not knowing what's going to be like post-COVID.
Right.
Because there's so many people out of a job, some people that are losing their homes because they can't pay for the rent and they don't have those nice, understanding landlords out there. So to be in this foreign spot in your life is great. It's an interesting article.
Yeah, it's definitely sad times. I got news last night. I knew it was bad based on the way the text came in, and one of my friend's mom passed due to COVID. So, and I knew her really, really well because her mom kept me out of trouble a lot of times, too many to count. And she felt it was necessary for me to hear it from her directly and not necessarily a post on social, because I had a relationship with not only her, but her relationship with her mom. So that kind of threw stuff a little bit, and all the editing I was trying to do last night and everything I wanted to do, I was just like, nah, I don't feel like doing anything right now. So that kind of threw a little wrench in there, and the stuff. But I mean, that's it. I mean, we're on lockdown. We're doing the best that we can to stay safe, stay healthy, and follow the rules that we're supposed to be following at this time. And I think that that's the best that we can do. Church stuff is everything remote. I mean, I've done most of the remote stuff for it anyway, whether that's uploading, the audio and different things like that. But even just a gathering is on Facebook stuff now, and they're doing virtual church thing tomorrow. It's just most of it is not new to us because we've done most of the stuff at home anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's not really new. That's not really out of our elements. We've used all these different communication platforms the way we have. It's just now we have to, not go anywhere, right? We can't really go anywhere, but the routine hasn't really changed for me and my wife and my daughter. So, well, my daughter really, yeah, because she can't go to school, right? So that changed. So she got the Zoom school and all that stuff, and teachers are connecting that way. But outside of that, really, we were remote home individuals anyway. So it's just that we can't visit our family if we wanted to. That part is just weird.
How is your daughter handling, though, just kind of being out of school? And
first week, 2 weeks were... I mean, the signs of it, you could see it was rough. I mean, you adapt a little bit. I mean, it's She still is able to speak with her friends and stuff like that. That's cool. So we've been a little bit lenient on phone usage and stuff like that. And school and the Zoom stuff. And I know sometimes she uses Google Hangouts depending on, you know, who it is or whatever. Adjusting to the best that she can. And, you know, I woke up this morning and I saw her. She was, you know, doing her music thing and, you know, making pancakes and stuff like that. So she's doing the best that she can with what she has. Right. And I think that, that's all we can ask for right now.
All right. Is your daughter schooling? Like, are they counting this semester, like, or not semester, this quarter towards her grade? Cause for my son, like they've never really had an online school, like, ever, even as an option for his high school. So it's like something they're learning through, and they're actually not counting their grades for this quarter towards their semester. So whatever they earned, whatever grade that they ended at for their third quarter is actually their whole semester grade.
Right. I think, based on what I'm seeing, a lot of the teachers are requiring certain assignments due at certain times. So they are counting. Mm-hmm. They are counting things, certain things, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That is harsh. That is harsh, especially if you're not like that type of disciplined student yet, because
right,
still the whole online thing. You're used to having things on certain days. You're used to seeing a certain teacher, a certain way of like living life, and then suddenly, like overnight, it's just changed. I think due to all of this, I think I hurt the most for the kids. Any kids that having to like go through this.
Yeah. Some of it is being graded. But you have plenty of time to do them. You know what I mean? So she's working through that, but there are assignments that are due at specific times that she has to hand in. So she's aware of those things. So yeah. So that's the lockdown right now. That's the lockdown. It's interesting times. And we're trying to deal with it the best that we can.
It's so weird. My son is already just begging to go back to school. I think he's been out 3 weeks now. He can't handle it.
Well, yeah, what is he doing right now?
Playing a lot of video games. A lot.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, he's doing his assignments. Like, they emailed out the assignments.
Right.
But again, they're not being really graded, so they're not really necessarily hard. It's weird. It kind of actually upsets me, because it's great that they're getting work, but then there's no challenge for them. Like, my son and his friends, they're like, yeah, we just get it all done on Monday, and then that's it, which is good. It frees up their whole week. They get it out of the way. It's done. But, like, my son's culinary, his class, like, basically his assignments is a food journal, but not like, he's like, oh, just make a note what you eat for the day. And it doesn't have to be a diary. They don't have to list the ingredients. They don't have to say if they cooked it. They don't even have to make it. Just like, oh, if you ate Taco Bell, what'd you eat from Taco Bell? Oh, if you made a peanut butter sandwich, just write.
That's simple
peanut
enough.
Butter jelly sandwich. Like, yeah, it is.
Not even two, three minutes.
That's ridiculous. Like, if you really, really wanted to be that kid.
Right.
I would just like make up a whole bunch of things for like that
week.
Entire yeah, it's yeah. Like, yeah, done.
And
I don't even have to
submit it for that week, and just say, okay, this is my list of food for that week, and then just make sure you eat that.
Yeah, and their whole excuse would be like, yeah, I just meal prep. There you go. You know, maybe he doesn't, but he's just like, here, this is, I just meal prep. It's done. Like, there's not, it's like, it's low effort homework on the teacher side.
It is.
So, and I'm like, okay, all right then. So I guess it's better than nothing, but it's just, I think right now what I notice, like, my son has been FaceTiming his friends. He's been calling his friends a lot more than.
Oh yeah, thank you for
usually mind. Does
because I got a call today. Because,
but
yeah,
that's all we can do is make phone calls.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I really have to make this call because, people are going through right now, so I got to make.
And it's weird. It's weird. Like, I don't know. I just feel so bad. Like, I think when this all started, like, I mean, I think when everybody was pretty much on a shelter in place mode, which was what, two weeks in
right
to this whole thing. and people making jokes and memes that gamers are built for this, introverts this, this is the lifestyle that we wanted. And for the most part, yes.
Yeah.
And then you're now starting to slowly see that those people who are making jokes and like, yeah, this is the life for me, are realizing now, after like 3-4 weeks here, like, I actually like being outside just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I actually like seeing those people a little bit.
Right, right.
And just have that sinking in. And that's kind of what I see of every son. Like, most of the time, like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with people. I don't want to see people. He's like, I need to see my friends. Like, I need to hug somebody that's not my mom. I need to give a fist bump that's not my mom. I need something. And like, I see that from his friends who are just like stuck at home and they haven't been able to go out skating. They haven't been able to go biking. They just like, they really can't do those things together and they don't want to do it by themselves. Like, we can go out. I think majority of all the states sheltering in place, they can go out for a walk.
Yeah, you can go.
But you kind of have to be by yourself, or yeah. or you can be with somebody that's within your household.
That's it.
And that's kind of it. And they're like, I love the people in my household, but I have seen you so many days. I'm tired of your face. kind of thing. And that's where it's at. And it's hard. And like, so when I go to the store, I'll ask my son, you're like, do you want to step out to go to the store?
Right, right, right.
He's not at that point where he wants to go run errands with me. So maybe if I wait a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
But
soon enough. Soon enough. Because we still need that human connection. I mean, what's been kind of good about it, you know, I think just for a content period is most individuals can't go anywhere. So scheduling has been a little bit cool, right? Trying to get different individuals to talk about how they, you know, what they've been
doing. Yeah, I saw you've been hustling over there. I saw your conversation with Mikhail.
Yeah, just trying to capture conversations that we wouldn't normally get because people are so busy, right? At least that's what we believe, right? And so that's been really cool. That's been really cool. And it's been a lot of work though. Because after every piece, you know, I have to edit it. So like last night I was going to edit one and I'm like, and I got the phone call and I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything right now. So I just put Division on for a little bit and then played that for a while and then just, you know, shut everything down. But that's been really cool to catch up with some individuals, whether, you know, we met them at E3 or, you know, their schedule is always, you know, backed up for something. And so that's been pretty neat, to catch up and, some incredible stories, to tell. So, which, you know, I don't normally hear, which I'm glad we're able to do that.
Yeah. I think I'm somewhat on that opposite side of the spectrum because my job is still, well, I'm very, very lucky for it. This isn't for me to rub into anybody's face. I'm very lucky for it that my job is still considered essential. So that part of my life hasn't really changed. Like, I still go to work. I still do those things. And before we can even get close to our office, we're always asked if we've actually, it doesn't matter how many times we leave work and come back in a day. They're going to be asked the same 4 questions, which is basically, have you left the state? Have you been on inter-island travel? Had the last 3 days, have you had a fever or a cough? And in the last 14 days, have you been exposed to somebody with COVID? And yes to any one of them, just even one of them. It's pretty much turn around, go back home. You're on quarantine for 2 weeks from work.
Right.
So my answer is always no. I think of all the states, I think Hawaii might have like the lowest, I guess, positive cases or assumed positive cases. So it's not too bad that I actually can say pretty confidently, like, no, I've not been around anybody that's had COVID. But it's for selfish reason. I think I mentioned that earlier. Like, I like it because there's like literally no traffic. We don't have any tourists. I think I was reading an article like two or three days ago that overall in the state of Hawaii, there was 600 some odd tourists that came in, which still for me, that's still a lot of people that are flying in. Mm. But in the grand scheme of how many we usually have, that's like not even like a 0.1% of how many people we usually have flying into Hawaii on the daily. But the fact that the people are still coming here on vacation during this pandemic, like, dude, what's up? Like, I'm sure your state has a shelter in place. What are you doing here? And like, it's automatic that once they land here, it doesn't matter if you're a tourist or you're a returning resident. Once you're here, you have to put yourself into a 14-day quarantine, either within your own hotel or your own home.
That's crazy.
And they actually, the way that they're monitoring this is they will do, I guess, random phone calls to your room at different times to make sure you're in there.
Yeah.
And then basically our fines for either not sheltering, not being in quarantine, is like they're all the same, or even breaking curfew. It's like a fine up to $5,000 and up to 1 year of imprisonment. What is New York's?
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to know. I'm just, listen, I'm just here doing whatever we need to do. And that's it. Like, that's it. Grocery shopping and then home. I know there's cases close to me. I think they said 30 plus cases close to us. And the supermarket is like 10 minutes from here, the closest one. And it's like, okay, if I go to the supermarket at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there's going to be more people there, right? So I have to find a great balance between when the elderly folks can be there, right? And as soon as they're done with their time, whatever that is, 8 to 10 or whatever it is, and I should be able to just be there by like 10, which doesn't really happen because sleep, right? So I think that would be the best time to get there between 10 and 11 to kind of like bypass all the stuff, but people are just walking in the supermarket like not even 6 feet, and I can't do that, man. I'm like, especially with everything that's going on right now, I left the supermarket early last time we went because people were so close. I was like, all right, cool, I know I need milk and I need bread, I'm not using their shopping carts, I'm just gonna grab that and I'm gonna go. And you just have to do what you have to do to, you know, stay safe. So
they don't have people like limiting how many people can go into the store?
I think certain supermarkets are doing that. The one by me is just people are just walking in and out. So I figure if it was maybe like a Whole Foods or something like that, maybe that they would be doing something, you know, specific to that. But Stop and Shop is the one closest to me and they're not doing that. So I figured if I went maybe 15, 20 minutes out, maybe to another Stop and Shop, depending on the area, maybe they're doing that. So it depends on the supermarket.
See, our stores here, big or small, we actually have, and I never even knew we had these until like we got our first one about our curfew. Like there's a mayor emergency rule. And like when we got that first one, it was like emergency rule number 3, I think. And I was all like, number 3? Where's number 1 and number 2?
Right.
Like, why are we starting off at 3? Like, this is the first time I ever saw it. And actually, apparently we had it, like, but it was for, one was 3 or 4 years ago, and the one before that was like 6 or 7 years ago. It's like they're temporary laws that are in place just specifically for whatever event is happening at that time. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay. And one of them was that, I think one of the first two was having to do with like this part of the island is cut off due to extreme flooding. Unless you're a resident within that immediate area, you are not allowed to be there until it's fully repaired. I'm like, oh, okay. So the first, like our emergency rule number 3 was just curfew. And then think our last one, our curfew is 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Okay. So they do set up roadblocks. There's when they said that only essential businesses are allowed to be open, there's actually cops who have been pretty diligent about checking up on certain stores, doing pass-throughs through the island. And I think a lot of this can only be implemented because Hawaii is not a really huge state. Like, we have a big population, but some of the islands are like, it's just really easy for them to administer that. So we, our emergency rule number 5 was the stipulations about how many patrons are allowed. This is working and consumers. So working customers are allowed into a building at a single time based on the size of the building. So what's crazy is, like, I think majority of everybody sheltering in place is like no more congregating bigger than 50 people, I think it is.
Okay.
I think that's what I saw for most the states. It could be less than that. But for us, no more than 10. No more than 10 people in a single event congregation. Like, no more than 10 people. That's it. And for a lot of people, we have more people living in our house than that. So
right.
But for like stores, I think even for Costco, it's 50. So if you can imagine only having 50 people in a Costco, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's not, and Walmart, yeah, it's not. And Walmart's the same thing. And that's like, I think, the biggest stores that we have on island. So everything else drops down to like 30, 20, 10. I think 10 is like the smallest. So like 7-Eleven, no more than 10 people. And they do actually have people just like counting how many are in there. And especially at big box stores, they have a line and they'll count. They'll have somebody, not only do you have people checking your card, but you have people counting like how many people go in and yelling. People at the exits are yelling how many people came out and how many people they can come in. And it has actually been a very smooth process. Granted, if you go early in the morning, extremely long lines. But we also have the stores. I think I've seen every store that is open that is considered essential. I think the first hour or two is actually left for just the elderly. So they will not let anybody 65 and younger in, or pretty much 64 and younger. So it's pretty much 65 and up, which is the kapuna time. And they can do whatever they need to do. And it's just for them and nobody else is going to bother them. And then just like the rest of the world, we don't have toilet paper. So good times.
Good times.
But,
times, man.
Right? It's insane how that all played out. And it's just crazy. It really is. So I don't even know what's going on in the world. But I do know that. What do you think is crazy is I think GameStop's the only one that really forced their employees to, like, you're going to be open until.
Yeah, they're trying to be an essential store right now. Are they still open now?
I'm pretty sure for a majority are shut down. Like, ours is shut down, but, you know, Resident Evil 3 came out, right? So they did send out, or at least they, by my store, my local GameStop, sent out a text or an email saying that they can pick it up. They can pick it up at the store. You got to be outside to pick it up. You can still pay for it there. But it's like, you got to be quick in and out. You cannot come physically into their store. So I'm like, that is an interesting way to work around that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know what your customer is, and it wasn't just, I was told about that a couple days ago, that that's what our GameStop's going to be doing for that. Except the problem is they never got their shipment in. So they're delayed on their shipments on receiving that. But I noticed that there's other, you know, mom and pop.
Mom and pop stops.
Yeah. Yes. So those smaller's own personal businesses, I actually noticed that that's what they're doing. I think that's how they're working away. And I'm not trying to rat them out. I think it's genius because you want those stores to stay open. It really sucks to be an entrepreneur if you have a physical brick and mortar store right now, because it's you got to find something. So you have people calling in and like, hey, I need this. He's like, oh, I can get that ready for you. You pick it up from the door. I'll box it, get it ready for you, scan it, but at the door, you can't come in. And I'm like, I think that's a smart way. And I noticed that the cops haven't really been bothering those stores like that. It's the ones that are actually staying open to allow customers within it. That's what our cops have been doing. And I think ours is more understanding of it because we are such a small community small island, and a lot of people know each other. It's a lot of these are your friends and family's businesses are closing. You know, even our one, literally one movie theater, the only one we have on this island, has permanently shut down.
Permanently shut down.
Their last day was March 31st.
Are they going to remodel or sell it to somebody else? Or
nope, no plans. Not with those people. They're just, That's it. So we don't have a movie theater anymore. Because even before this entire shutdown, before they put in the implementation about how many people were going to be there, they weren't getting a whole lot of movies in. Because by that time already, you have those movies coming out. They're like, oh, we're just going to put it on the streaming platform and you can buy it there and watch it.
Right.
We won't even have it in there. Because Hawaii sheltering in place, I think, came well after everybody else's. So I think our sheltering place started March 21st, I think. Mm. Which I think, who knows? We were probably the last ones to shelter in place.
Yeah.
And
like a lot of movies were pushed up in date because of all this stuff. Like Sonic was pushed out earlier. I think Bad Boys may be available on digital already or very, very soon. A lot of movies were pushed up for now streaming. Invisible Man. I don't know. This is a new normal. I mean, but now streaming has been. I mean, I like watching movies at home anyway. So.
No, I don't mind it either. I mean, there's some movies I want to see in a theater, but now after all of this happens, after this hopefully clears up. Not hopefully. I know it will. Just like the when is like the worst part of like not knowing when you can start going back to some normalcy. I'm just gonna have to fly to another island to go and watch it, which is makes that movie incredibly expensive. Well, yeah, and it has to be
another island to go to a movie theater. That's crazy.
It's I don't know, it's something. It's definitely something. Getting a physical game, I don't even know how anybody's doing that. Like, I'm amazed. Like, I ordered, like, some leggings from Amazon, and I think it was 2 days after our shutdown, and I was like, why did I order this? I'm probably not even going to see this anytime soon. And I'm like, it was there by the end of the week. I'm like, oh, wow. That's kind of fast for a non-essential island. Yeah, which is kind of normal. It's, like, pretty much a normal thing. But, like GameStop, our GameStop's not getting their shipments for things anytime soon. They don't even know. Delayed. A lot of stuff. And I've already accepted for my Final Fantasy VII remake that's going to be delayed. I saw their messages. I understand.
Right.
As long as I get it at some point. I think on the first I got an email for the label was created. I'm like, well, at least there's a shape and label with my name on it.
Right, right.
For one of those.
So let me see. I did catch some new stuff. Let me see. A couple of things. Steam making changes to reduce bandwidth usage during COVID. Riot's new game, Valorant.
Oh, man. So many people want those beta keys. They want to get in there to play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hot. I might request it, but I was having issues with resetting my password and the Riot website. And I was like, why can't I reset my password? So finally I switched browsers and I was able to do that. I was using the Opera GX browser and for whatever reason, I couldn't reset my stuff. So I went back to Brave and, reset my browser, the password for this site. And I was able to clean that up. So at least I know that's intact. So if they do an open beta, or whatever, whenever that time comes, I'll definitely be able to check it out. I know they have on Twitter, you can request to get in early if you want to. I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I'm really, really interested in the game because it looks really, really good. So, and people are already streaming it, of course. So there's that. You said Animal Crossing stuff. You've been in there in that world, right?
Yes, I have been. So that's what I have been playing. I'm still trying to get back into the flow like a week later after having this crazy 3-4 months work schedule. Just normalcy within my own home, not even just due to COVID, just because of work. but that is what I have been addicted to, and I love it, and it's just so much fun. And I don't know, it's I love the feeling of playing Animal Crossing with other people, and I love seeing the things that people have created and custom designed, and I have nothing bad to say about it. I don't know anybody how you can just possibly not like Animal Crossing.
There's nothing bad to say about it. I tried, and it's not a good idea. Okay, it's not a good idea. It looks really, really good, and it's a chill game. And if you're into chill games, it's definitely something that you should consider. And so much so, I'm like, you know what? I can't play Animal Crossing, but I could play Mario. So I decided to do some Mario stuff instead. So that's pretty much what the grind has been a little bit. So I've been doing that.
Yeah, I think other platforms, I haven't really been on that grinding. Like, I don't want to farm this. I don't want to farm that. But that's basically almost all that Animal Crossing is.
Yeah.
Because Tom Nook is a crook.
That's what I'm hearing.
He is. He's always been a crook. He's always been a crook there. And, you know, the jokes that you can make and everything like that. Because Animal Crossing is a very innocent game. Like, some of their older titles, they would have some really questionable, you know, conversations that you would have with the NPCs. It looked like, whoa, that went kind of dark. And that's also my favorite part, is the dark side of Animal Crossing. But you kind of make these own little narratives with the story that's already existing there. Like for New Horizons, you come to a deserted island, you come over there, you move in on your tents, and you have a couple of camp buddies. Then suddenly you just, oh, Tom Crook, 98,000 bells. And you're like,
how does that
happen? I thought this was just a vacation. Like, I didn't know I was permanently living here. You put me on this deserted island, and then you get a letter from your mom. I'm so happy for you. I'm like, I thought you were sending me to summer camp.
Yeah.
You're abandoning me. And I don't know, but that's how the story is. Like, somehow you get suckered in. One time you're a mayor, and now you're just this camper and just like made a permanent home. And then suddenly somewhere, like, you do so great building up your home, and then your first two original buddies, you're all good. And then Tom Nook the crook over here decides he's going to turn this island into this like vacation rental Airbnb. And he's all like, yeah, I sold out these plots of land. Can you like go and gather and build up their homes and put furniture into them? And you're just like, I don't even have furniture in my own home.
That's crazy.
And I got to go build up these guys' homes. Like, they can go build their own furniture. When I moved here, you gave me a tent. They can go live in that tent. Mm. Yeah, no, but that's the life of Animal Crossing. it's great to like build up that stories on your own, and I love it. I think it's also a fun part, just making up your own little narratives. And then there's only one gripe I have about it right now. There's only one. So you've always been able to just kind of go over to, well, not always, but you know, in the last several of their games, you can always go over to hang out on your friend's island, go and do things, hang out. I don't like how long it takes to connect. I know, like, it's all wireless, and, you know, like, there's no wired connection to the Switch, so it takes time to get that all set up, get that little handshake going so that you guys, your friends, and you can connect, and they can come over to visit. The entire animation really is, like, after 10 times, it's like, okay, I'm really tired of this animation. Can you just come over to my island already? Like,
How long would you say it takes?
Probably the most ridiculous thing for an impatient person. like a minute or two. Like, really, it's not really a lot of time. But when you have to sit there and stare at that same animation, and you like, you can open up your island so to have people come over. And once you have the second, third, fourth person over all at the same time, I'm like, do I have to see this animation each time? Like, Can I just not see the animation? And as they're loading in and flying in, can I just still go and do what I was doing? Do you have to stop me in the middle of my fishing? Do you have to stop me in the middle of me, like, chopping down this tree? No, I gotta sit here and watch them fly in.
You gotta sit here.
Yeah. So that's really my only gripe, and I know it's really a minor thing. So I guess it's not really that bad.
Not minor for you. That's not minor for you.
Kid, it just gets old after a while.
Yeah. So I sent you some news as we're talking here. A couple of things that caught my attention. ESA reportedly announces dates for Reimagine E3 in 2021. I think that, I don't know. Are we really thinking about E3 right now? Let me mute this.
No. We're so far from that.
Let me mute it.
I'm not.
Okay, I'm looking at the article right now. Summer of Gaming. I thought, from what I remember reading from the press release that they sent out, that they were going to do something digital in June. That I remember. But outside of that, I don't think anyone is really thinking about it. But let me see what it says here. ESA has formally announced dates for a reimagined E3 in 2021 following the cancellation of E3 2020 and IGN's own announcement of its Summer of Gaming event, which I did see that. So they're going to do a digital event with a whole bunch of developers and publishers and stuff like that coming up. E3 2021 will be held from June 15 to June 17, 2021. That's the announcement on that.
Yeah, attending physically, not currently on my mind.
Yeah.
Just because, it's like just over a year away. But the summer gaming thing, I'm kind of curious about. I'm just curious about any of the digital events that are happening for. It used to be a physical event.
Yeah, let me make sure this is muted. Okay, Summer of Gaming event, bringing you the latest news, previews, dev interviews, and more. Collaborating with a number of partners of Summer of Gaming, including 2K, Square Enix. Is that how you say it? Is it Enix or NX?
I say Enix.
You say Enix? Sega, Bandai Namco, Amazon, Google Stadia, Twitter, Devolver Digital, THQ Nordic, and more. I expect more details in the coming weeks. The event will include live broadcast and on-demand programming featuring IGN's editorial coverage stuff. Yeah, so that's happening. There was one that was canceled, or there was one company that decided that they were not going to do anything. As far as it's, where did I see that? I think it was, okay, so Last of Us Part 2 and Iron Man VR delayed, so I did see that. Bethesda will skip holding digital event in June, so they're not having anything. In June, so maybe later. This is a tweet that says, given the many challenges, this is by Pete Hines, given the many challenges we're facing due to the pandemic, we will not host a digital showcase in June. We have lots of exciting things to share about our games and look forward to telling you more in the coming months. That was April 1st, 2020 posting. So people are adjusting. People are doing what they have to do to make adjustments. And of course, Call of Duty Modern Warfare stuff. I know people are doing that Warzone stuff. The Mario news has got a lot of people excited. Did you see that?
No, because they had the mini Nintendo Direct, right? I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
The mini Nintendo Direct. Let me just pull that up here. Where's Mario? Remasters. I think that's what they're talking. More details.
Okay, so that is hype. Weird? I don't think I saw any of that on my timeline on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't think that's weird.
Why? Why is that weird?
I don't, because when you have gaming things that come out, usually, your Twitter timeline is kind of flooded and you can get an idea of what happened.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw anything from Mario on there. So if they're doing remasters here, that is hype.
Yeah.
Why are you disappointing me? Like, what happened?
Let me give you the scoops.
I gotta go find more. I gotta go follow more people. Yeah, give me that scoop.
I'll give you the scoops. After initial leak set the floodgates open yesterday, new details have been published on how Nintendo's upcoming array of Mario games, old and new, will actually be released. VentureBeat reported that three 3D Mario remasters will be offered in a collection dubbed something like Super Mario All-Stars 2. This is branding Eurogamer has heard of being used internally. Eurogamer confirmed Mario Galaxy was one of these games yesterday. This was the 30th. This was posted on the 31st. Following suggestion in VGC's original report, a later report from Gematsu confirmed Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine as the two other titles. As well as this collection pack, VGC's initial report suggested most of Mario's back catalog would be brought to Switch. Yeah, so exciting times.
It is. Mm-hmm. Especially now, man. Mm-hmm. That is too good.
Yeah, Super Mario 3D World is getting a deluxe release with new content. And there has been suggestions that other older Mario games not already on the Switch Online's retro library might be added there. So yeah, man, it's you know, I forgot how good Mario was. I have to admit, because I went back, I started playing Galaxy 2, because I've never played Sunshine and I've never played Galaxy 2. So I found this emulator stuff and started playing Galaxy 2, and it is an amazing game. Amazing.
It is.
Yeah, music and just going around, flying in the galaxy and landing on different planets and collecting the stars. There's always been magic with the Mario stuff. And I think that I forgot, because I haven't played Mario stuff in so long. And I think that just going back to that, and I was just like, man, I just need to, you know, just stay in tune with some of the things that they've been doing. So I started rechecking out some GameCube stuff. I checked out, I think Mario Sunshine was GameCube, right? I think that was GameCube. Yes. Yeah, so I started checking that out. It shows its age, you know, with the graphics, you know, versus Galaxy 2 and stuff like that. But it's still dope. It's really, really dope. So, hey, listen, man, the beauty of emulators, they allow you to capture moments that you missed, and I missed a lot of moments.
Don't miss those moments. Actually, yeah, right now, it's really hard to...
I'm trying. Don't miss it. I'm trying. I'm trying not to. Of course, Division 2 is still so good. A lot of time being spent there. And just, you know, creating. Just really using this time to talk to a lot of people as much as I can. As much as I can edit at the same time. So, but yeah, so that's some of the news that's been hitting. Last of Us, of course, people are sad about that. What else? What else did I see?
I'll be amazed if any games come out on time this year, period.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I straight up, I would not be amazed if Cyberpunk is pushed back again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying something there. You're saying something.
I will be honestly amazed if anything reaches the deadlines that they want, considering everybody has to work at home and not having there's obviously some jobs that have that, you know, openness to be able to work from home, get these things done, but they're companies. I don't care how big your company is, they're not prepared to have pretty much their entire workforce working from home.
Yeah.
So
here's another one for you. Since we're doing news thing, we're doing news things on the fly here. So Mortal Shell. So Mortal Shell is a ruthless and deep action RPG that tests your sanity and resilience in a shattered world. I think this is Evolve PR is covering this one. Your adversaries spare no mercy, with a survival demanding superior awareness, precision, and instinct. So I think it's like those hack and slash difficult games.
Right? Dark Souls, Nier. Neo.
Yeah. Those styles, right? So it's action RPG, violent, Souls-like, it says, dark fantasy, and it's only made by like 15 people or something like that. So very similar to the Hellblade conversation. I think it was Hellblade, right?
Where we
have about 20 people or something like that. Yeah, so very similar. A small team, and the game this game looks amazing. If that's your type of game, definitely consider Mortal Shell. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's happening. That's in the works.
Yeah. Even then, I think that's going to be delayed.
Yeah, right?
I just accept everything being delayed. Nothing's going to be on time, and I'm okay with this.
At this point, right? At this point.
Yes. At this point, I'm okay with this. I'm understanding, and I think, I don't know, a lot of craziness, but I'm gonna toot my own horn over here because I'm actually proud of it. Because if you guys don't follow me on social media, because you guys notice, obviously, I haven't been able to be here for the last several recordings. Life is just weird for me. I thought, you know what? We started off the year thinking that like I had terrible luck. No, globally, we all have terrible luck. Globally. So I haven't been here lately. So the latest update for me is that I've started working for Year, Y-U-R. And they are a VR fitness company that is basically, it's a great for estimating and keeping track of estimated calories that you've burned and your heart rate. And it works. It originally started off as a mod for Beat Saber. It was just for Beat Saber, and it was just a mod. And it was actually one of the first mods that I've used for any VR game. And I really liked it. I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. It's nice to know, you know, when you're in VR, what you're doing, that you're actually can have a tangible number. It's an estimate, but it's a tangible number in your head about, you know, this, what I'm playing. And it took away that idea that I'm only playing a game. And turn into like, this can be a fitness, because after I played Beat Saber, it was just like, I'm sweating. I feel good. I feel like that kind of that high that you have after a good workout session at the gym, but it was a game. So then they came out, with actually, a Steam app so that now it tracks across all games, all VR games. And that is what I've been doing. I kind of been handling a little bit more of their community management and some of their social medias, and something that's new and exciting. And I'm stoked. They have a small team as well too, of some really incredibly smart developers, because like just being able to collect the data and analyze data from different beta users of the different games that are playing to create the algorithm to learn this, to provide those estimates, is actually, it's not an easy feat. So recently they just announced this past Monday, so March 30th, they just announced their Year Fit Watch, or Year Watch, that is on for their flagship games, that is available on the Quest. So for right now, for most of all games, so for the majority of them, it's just an overlay. It's an overlay that you can drag and drop, and you can see it within game, or you don't have to. And it displays your calories, the amount of squats that you did, what you're playing, the amount of time, your estimated heart rate. They do have some compatibility for some dual Bluetooth heart rate monitors, so that instead of having an estimated heart rate, it actually displays your actual, that your heart rate monitor is getting off of you, as long as you can connect it to your PC. And so now they came out with a Year Watch that it's pretty much what it says. So instead of having just this floating overlay in your game, it's actually a watch that you can see and you can flick and activates on your arm to have all that same information. And it's a lot friendlier if you don't want to have that congestion in front of you, especially when you have so much going on in this virtual world of yours that you have to pay attention to. Like having a big overlay there isn't ideal for some people, but to have it as a watch now, I thought, I'm like, that is dope. And currently, like, the only sad part is that it's only on the Quest at the moment. Hopefully soon it'll be on PC. But right now, I think just seeing the reaction of people who are jumping in and seeing it for their first time or trying out those games for the first time, I think that's the cool part, is like, oh, it's in Synth Riders. I'm going to go have to give that game a try. And they love the game and they love what the watch is doing. And that's great, because that's what we want. So I'm like, I'm really, really super excited about that, because in this time where we can't leave our homes, and there's a lot of people who want to stay in shape, still can't go to their gyms, can't do this, like, this is the time for VR to shine. And even during the holidays, like the Quest, the Oculus Quest sold out. And it was like a hot holiday item. And since then, every time it has been restocked, it has sold out again and again and again. So like that's what people are doing. And people are like they're joining Discord, they're creating like these workout sessions, because you can share your progress, you can share what you've done, how many calories you burned, and like they're still being active and they're enjoying this world. And it's also like a way, like you have games like VR Chat, where you can kind of simulate being physically in a room with somebody without being in the room with them. Or you can have Synth Riders, where they have lobbies that you can have like up to now with their latest update, they can have up to 10 people in their lobbies, and you guys can all dance and work out and hang out together and still get your fitness in. And I'm sorry to say this, guys, even if you don't like to do it, being fit helps your overall body. Like, you don't have to have a six pack, but it helps your immune system to fight off viruses, to fight off bacteria. So get up for like 20 minutes a day and do circles around your apartment or your house or in your yard. Something.
Something.
Something. But if you got VR, just saying, there are so many amazing games available to play and try. And I mean, Half-Life Alyx just came out. That was crazy. I haven't tried to play it yet, but I've heard only good things about it. I didn't want any spoilers. And there is, like, you might not think that certain games have a lot of activity, but, you know, it's more than what you're doing sitting on the couch.
Right.
Or it's more
in your gaming chair.
Yeah. Like, it's a whole lot more. It's a whole lot more to be standing, to be moving, to do anything. Granted, I you can play it sitting down, but at least you're moving your upper body, moving your head. You're not sitting in this stationary position staring at a single screen. No, you're moving around. And I just want everybody to try out VR. I know like some people think that VR is like, oh, you need $3,000 for the computer and all this other stuff, and it's expensive and it's gimmicky. It's not. It is such a great experience that if you even get it, try it. You're going to love it. It doesn't even matter what game they have for a demo to just try it. God, it is such a unique experience.
So, well, Daniela.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. Yay. And I think we got some stuff going on at year. We do. I think we have our 90-day VR fitness challenge coming up. We just finished our first 90-day. And there is a leveling system in year. Where it's like, you know, it's based off of how many calories you burn. And then there is a cap, because we used to have leaderboards, and people went really crazy competitive for these leaderboards, which led to like either cheating or unhealthy amounts of VR fitness just to stay on those leaderboards. So that was removed. And so there's a leveling system there that has a 1000 XP cap per day. Like, you can burn more calories. So it's one calorie for one XP. But you can obviously burn more than 1,000 calories a day if you want to. That's on you. But doing so for our leveling system does not benefit you. So it's like a nice, healthy cap per day. So it would take roughly the minimum 90 days to hit our max level, which is 60. And then we have Discord integration so that everybody in the community can see where you're at, what you're doing. We just got our very first level 60 yesterday, and it was super exciting. Like, I've loved watching their progress throughout these last like 90 days, last 3 months. So now we're going to be starting up their second one, and there's actually a whole 90-day fitness challenge that's going on. There's a contest. It closes out on the, I think signups closes out on the 15th, but it's going to be going on for the next 3 months, and we'll have a couple of winners for April and May, and then another one in June for the overall. So you can sign up for that, as long as I think you're automatically signed up, as long as you're doing at least three 30-minute workouts per week. which really is not a lot, especially when you're having to be home all the time.
Right. Especially now.
Especially now. So that doesn't ask for a whole lot. It's good. It's healthy. Spend 90 minutes, so at least the very minimum per week. Using your, obviously. We want you to use our product. And you got some prizes. It'll be a lot of fun. Got some good stuff in there.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. Out. You sleeping?
Am I sleeping? Sleeping better, yeah.
Okay, good. 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 That's all I got. I don't have any more news besides that stuff that caught my attention. I did see Sony set up $100 million COVID-19 relief fund. I did see that.
It's nice to see the companies that are coming out to provide some relief globally or even locally. There's so many questions. Like I said, I started off today's episode number. We don't know right now.
We'll get a number.
We'll get a number. It's 5 something.
It's 5:30 something.
Five. Yeah, we're there. Yeah. Starts with a 5. Yeah. That's what we know. You know, about it being grief. And I'm sorry to hear, you know, about you, and my heart goes out to you. And and anybody who's lost anybody, anyone to COVID, it's hard, or even not COVID, just anything really.
Yeah.
But
I appreciate that.
There's that, just that unknown. We don't know what's going to happen post COVID. We don't know what sort of life we are returning to. And for me, just kind of cope with that not knowing. Cause I really don't like knowing. I really like having set things where I know what to expect. My silver lining in looking at this is I have loved seeing the people have come together for this. I love to see smaller communities and bigger communities. And I'm not just talking about gaming communities. I'm even talking about like local ones that see where their hospitals are struggling and they're hand sewing face masks. They're doing what they can. You have people that you would never expect to be donating certain supplies to a hospital that, you know, you have tattoo shops who can't be open because they're not essential, but they're donating their excess gloves because they're like, well, we can't use it, but you need it. We have these excess supplies. We're giving this to you. And like you have Sony who's setting up $100 million relief fund. Like you have this people coming together when you didn't think they would and being there. And that's, I think it's almost, it's sad to say this, but it's almost weird to see so many people coming together. Because we live in this society that was like, it's just about me. I don't care about nobody else. I'm only concerned about me, me, me. So to see that now, it's like, oh, we got a heart now. Okay. And it's nice. Except for those people who decide to still go on spring break. I mean,
hey, they gotta do what they gotta do. They gotta
get, I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever that is.
COVID. I don't know what it is. I guess. You know, I don't want ill things to happen to people. I don't want negative things to happen to them. I don't wish anything upon anybody, but you know, natural selection. those people are still selfish. I'm not going to feel bad for them. If they willingly put themselves into those situations, not caring about themselves, not caring about their fellow people or who they're going to be passing along to.
Well, they did care about themselves. They wanted to go, to go to spring break. That's what they decided.
All right. I guess so. I guess so.
That's what they did. And they got sick. That's what happened.
And if it's not them, oh my goodness. I think it was Godfrey who posted a picture on the train in New York. And it was like, packed.
I was like, dude.
What are you doing there? Like, that's a nope.
No, man. I'd walk. I mean, I like walking in the city anyway, so I'd walk the blocks if I could. Unless, I mean, what can you do, right? Just umbrella if it's raining. But not like that. No, I can't do that.
Not now, especially when, I guess, in your area, you guys have the most concentrated, most cases there. Like, I would be afraid of everybody. I think on my island alone, there's only six people on my island alone, only six people. And everybody is treating everyone as if they have the plague and like, yo, 6 feet, 6 feet. Like going into Walmart, even though you, like, they have that 50 people rule there, if you see somebody down the aisle, it's like we both stop on the opposite sides of the aisle. Like, are we going to go as far as we need to go, but still keep our six? Or am I going to go here and then we're both going to make a U-turn and come back out of the aisle because we are not getting anywhere close to each other? You stay over there.
You got to do it.
Maybe that's why we're only at six. Maybe that's why on Kauai we're only at six.
You got to do what you got to do to stay safe and healthy. Right now, it's essential. It's essential now, right? And mm-hmm. you can't mess around with that stuff. And some people really, they don't see that it's that big of a deal. And it is. So that's where we are with that.
Man, that's why we're just going to be always in quarantine now. And just like, it's going to take forever because of those people.
I hope not. I mean, maybe once in a while we can go out and just enjoy some, you know, maybe like a burger or pizza or something like that locally, something. But not yet.
Yeah, not yet. I think not for yet. ours, I think, is right now at the moment until April 30th. I feel like that's going to be extended if it keeps spreading, because it doesn't seem like it's slowing down. And even in Hawaii, yes, we only have six cases on our island locally, but I think in the matter of the time that when we went into lockdown, I think we were only at 52 cases. I think now 2 weeks later, we're at 250 something. So yeah, still in the compared to other states, yes, we have the lowest amount, but in those 2 weeks, we still like, five times worse here. Come on.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just, I think, today's Saturday, right? So, today is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have to think about it. They're blending.
Your days are blending in because.
Yeah. Crazy. So, we'll probably do, food and maybe a movie later. So we'll figure out what's on the table, what everybody else is doing. I'll check in, maybe see if I have time to edit anything or whatever. Maybe I'll put something out, sometime today, but, that's about it.
Oh, I gotta ask.
Sure.
Have you watched Tiger King?
I didn't watch it. I actually made a joke about it with Daniel, which is another episode that's coming out. But I've heard some things.
Dude, you gotta watch it.
I have to?
It's like the weirdest roller coaster ride that you could ever be on. It was really?
Do I have to?
It is. Yeah, you got it, because it's so weird. Like, it's like interesting, but it's like interesting in the weirdest way, because you're like.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I did. I watched all of it. And I, you know what? I'm going to watch it again, because I'm not even sure if I believe that I saw the stuff that I saw, because it was so weird. Like, for.
Okay.
So, how is this in the U.S.?
So
why would anybody allow you to have a zoo?
Right. So when is the, so weekends work for you right now, right? That's
yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Cause I'm trying to wrap up Ozark right now. So I'm trying to figure out. I want to watch it because everybody's talking about it, but I always rebel when everybody's talking about something. I usually watch it like when nobody's talking about it. So, I mean, in case if we have to have a conversation about it next time we record, then I think I gotta look at least two episodes. When should I stop? Don't say at seven.
Okay, at six.
At six. Wow. Okay. All right, so
at least watch the first two episodes. At least watch the first two. And you know what's funny? When you said like everybody was talking about it, me, this is how disconnected from things I am. I wasn't making that connection that these memes that people were coming out with had anything to do with that. I only threw it on because I had some work to do at night, and I wanted something to play on the background. And most of the times, I will throw on some kind of docuseries on Netflix in the background noise, and just to hear it. I put it on and it started, and it went that way. And I don't remember what happened, but it's like it caught my attention and I just watched it.
Yeah, but they got
the, I wasn't even getting work
right at the top. Like, for me, like when I open it, when I open up the app, it the trailer starts playing like at the in my browser. So I'm like, oh, cool. And I saw it at the top of the browser. I'm like, nah, I'll wait. I'm not watching it right now.
So, well, I have that autoplay of trailers disabled.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I didn't know. I just like, okay, Tiger King, let's just go put this on. I don't know what I thought I was expecting. I didn't think it, well, first of all, I didn't know it was a docuseries when I started it. It just showed up on like, I think it was like, not trending. I forget what wording that Netflix uses, but they started that numbering system of like, oh, top 10 in US or something that people are watching. And it was like number 2 at that time. I was like, oh, sure, here, I'll put it on. Because I watched one and whatever was listed as number 1. And I've already watched was listed 3 to 5. So I'm like, oh, okay, number 2. Play that. Watch it. Yeah, I got hooked into it. So whatever I had planned for that night of just getting accomplished, I was like really just sucked into this thing because I just didn't think it was real. I was like, what is happening? And when you think it can't get any weirder, it does.
No.
And I'm like, what? And all you think is like, I think of the cats, people.
Yeah, I'll do 1 or 2. I'll do 1 or 2. I may have to tap out. With all this crazy stuff I've been hearing about it, I may have to tap out after 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we can do that.
That's how I just wanted to ask to see if you did, because I did. And I need to watch it over again because of that.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? What we got going on today?
What I got going on today? I got some year stuff going on today. I know. It sounds so terrible. All my opinions of year are either genuine. I know I work for them, but they are genuine.
Yeah, but you've always
I didn't mention
stuff anyway. So,
I did. So kind of, it's like super fitting.
Enough. Yeah, they know that.
It's super fitting.
Right.
But I guess I forgot to mention. I can't believe I forgot to mention this. So Synth Riders has the lobbies that they're coming out. They were only recently expanded to have 10 people lobbies. It used to be 5, so that's a huge thing. They're also one of the flagship games that have the year watch, so that will be in there. Starting tomorrow between Synth Riders and Year, we're going to have Synth Riders Sundays. So Carrie's, our lovely friend Carrie's, Carrie Ann, and one of my fellow mods, Hey Falcon, are going to be hosting lobbies to kind of lead workouts, because we have already created, Dylan for Year has already created the song playlist going with the original soundtrack for Synth Riders about, you know, getting the most calorie burns, getting that good workout in. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. So I'm kind of really super excited for that. And I'm probably going to spend my day getting my stuff ready and set up, because I'm going to be in Team Carrie's over here. I want to be in her lobby, have some fun doing that tomorrow. And that should be like a weekly thing that we're going to be doing with Synth Riders. So,
I'm
excited for that.
No, that's awesome. Awesome. Definitely be excited for that. This is a weekend episode. So depending on when I post it, you know, time shifted,
yeah,
right? All that stuff. So, the only thing I have, I guess, final thoughts is, Treachery and Beatdown City. This was sent to me. It's a side-scrolling beat 'em up game that has RPG elements. It's very similar to River City Ransom, so I'm probably going to check that out either this weekend or early next week. So that's it. That's all I got. That is it. That is all I got. And maybe Division, maybe food, maybe movie. So I'll check in. Maybe pancakes, because, you know, it smells good out there. So whatever's happening out there, so I'll definitely check that out. It's good to chat with you. Good to catch up. It's been a while.
I know, and that's on me and this weirdness. But, you know, my work schedule has definitely evened out. This was my, I think, my first actual real, like, solid. I have nothing special going on at work, and I can just work my 7 to 3:30 or 7:30 to 4, really, and just some type of normalcy where I can have a normal sleep schedule. None of this like, let's work from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. because that's great. But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna start getting back into streaming, because I haven't streamed in a month and a half because of that. I feel so disconnected from the world. I feel so disconnected from you. You know, like, I saw, I've been seeing you recording. I've been seeing your shows, and I'm like, I want to miss Andrew. I want to be there.
I miss you too, but I know you got stuff going on, you know, a lot of stuff. So definitely congratulations on your, keep me posted on that. And I guess if you post, stuff, let me know if you want me to retweet anything in particular, any particular projects or announcements that you guys got coming up. And that's it, guys. I'm done. I know I said that 3 times already, but you know, I don't want to let Danielle go because it's going to be, let me see, 8-9 days till I speak to her again.
Oh my goodness. Not even. It's like 6-7 days. Gosh.
But yeah. So, Danielle, close us out.
Oh man. Again, like been so long since I got to do this. So thank you. Thank you guys for hanging out with us and listening to episode 500. We're not quite sure yet. Ready? Because that's where we're at. All our days are blurring together. I hope your days aren't blurring together, but we appreciate your support, hanging out with us here and checking out this episode. For everything that we have talked about today, will be on the website. And also you can check out all of our past episodes on theshowradio.info. Also, if you want to follow up on us, see what we're up to, you can go and check out all of Uriah's stuff at one simple place. You can find all his social media at streamerlinks.com/Uriah, U-R-I-Y-Y-A. And you can come and check me out at streamerlinks.com/MissDJM. And until the next episode, stay safe, stay healthy, peace.
Thanks for listening to episode 534 of the show. This episode is brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost is a proven powerhouse in the website hosting industry. They offer exceptional customer service. They allow you to host multiple domains under one account, which is super convenient. Check out theshowradio.info/Bluehost to get started for as low as $3.95 a month, exclusively to you. This episode is also brought to you by Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development. Head over to theshowradio.info/audiobook. to get your first audiobook free with a 30-day trial. Last but not least, this episode is brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a VPN service that secures your internet connection against eavesdropping, masks your location, and allows you to access your favorite sites no matter where you live or travel to. To get 20% off of the lifetime of your account, use the promo code SHORAM. Once again, that's SHORAM. So episode 534. I guess the only takeaway I have really for this episode, aside from it was great to have Daniela back on, right? It's been a while since I've heard her voice. So aside from that, just keep your family safe. Keep yourself safe during this COVID situation. It's really crazy what we're living through right now. But stay as safe as possible and just, you know, go from there. That's really all I got. It's really interesting times that we're living in right now. But I hope you guys enjoyed this particular episode. I guess to really end it on a high note, I'm really making strides to have better conversations with the Twitch Live. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. So just come with me on that journey. I've been recording the conversations on my Twitch. So it's twitch.tv/Uriah. You can find me there. And So I'll leave it there. So I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. And until next time, take care.